Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Shleisha As, the 13th Perek in the Hilchas Yisur B'ya, the laws of forbidden relationships in the Rambam Sefer Kedusha, which in the previous Perek we had spoken about a segue of the first half of the Hilchas Yisur B'ya, discussing that of a Jewish man and Jewish woman. Then we discussed that of regarding with a non-Jewish man or woman, which that led into a discussion regarding their conversion process, the permissibility of intermarriage, which is forbidden when they're not Jewish, but permitted generally when they are Jewish, certain limitations, certain nations. In this parak, we discuss the stipulations, the conditions of how conversion, of how geirus actually happens. As the Rambam opens up Halacha Aleph regarding the three criterion that are necessary. In three ways, the Jewish people, the original geirim, so to speak, the Jewish people, entered into the covenant in three ways. B'mila, circumcision, b'tfila, immersion in the mikvah, the carbon, and a sacrifice. As Rambam explains, halacha base. Milo haysu b'Mitzrayim, the circumcision they had in Egypt. Shemek says in the pasuk in Shemayis, b'chol ara lo yechol bay. It says that anyone who was uncircumcised was not able to eat from the Karban Pesach, which they had in Pesach, in Mitzrayim. Mal oysa Moshe Beinu, our teacher Moshe, circumcised them. Shekulam bitlu v'ris milo b'Mitzrayim, because all of the Jewish people had actually nullified the covenant of circumcision in Egypt. Chutz m'shev Levi, except for the tribe of Levi, while Zanemar, that's what it says in the Varm of Rizcha Yinsayru, that your covenant they safeguarded, which was referring to that of the Shevet Levi, that's the bracha that was given there in Sefer Devarim to Shevet Levi. So the rest of Jewish people actually needed circumcision by Yitzis Mitzrayim when they had to eat the Karban Pesach. Now, Gimel, Halacha Gimel, says Ram Mitzvilo Heisabimid, when there was also immersion in the mikvah in the desert, which was Koyt Mat Torah before the Torah was given. So like it says in the Pasuk, V'kidashtem hayim emachar, that you will sanctify them today and tomorrow, v'chipsu simloisem, and that they're going to wash their garments, which we learn, if in a place where you don't have to wash their garments like a Baal Keri, has to have tefillah in the mikvah, so when they had to wash their garments, like they had to have by Kabbalah Satayrah, for sure it's a kavuchem that required tefillah. And but carbon, how do we know that there was sacrifice? You know, like it says in the pasuk over there in Perkhav Dal, Yishlachas Nar Bnei Yisrael Bayala Oilas, that they send the youth of the Jewish people and they brought carbonus oilas. Al Dei Kol Yisrael Hekrivim, they brought it for the whole, they were the agents of the whole Jewish people. So you see that they had Mila, Tvila, and the carbon. So that was in the original conversion of the Jewish people. Halacha Dalad, V'chein L'dar, so to all future generations. Shashir Tzahagoy L'Kanis Labris, when a non-Jew, when someone from one of the other nations of the world wants to enter into the covenant, Ulistoif Tachas Kambir Shkin enter to take safety underneath the wings of the Divine Presence. The Kabbalah of Terah, and accept on himself the yoke of Terah, Tzarech Milu, Utfila, Bar Tzarech Kabbalah, he has to have circumcision, Tfila in the mikvah, and the willingness of a sacrifice. Now, then the Kevihi, and if she is a female, then tefillah of a carbon, then tefillah in the mikveh and the carbon. Obviously, there's no milah. Shemek says the pasuk ma'midbar kochem kager, like you is the convert, which is ma'at b'milah tefillah batzos carbon. Just like you, when you became Jewish, had to have circumcision, tefillah in the mikveh, and the acceptance of a carbon. Afager l'dairis, so too the converts for the future generations is to have b'milah tefillah batzos carbon, circumcision, tefillah in the mikveh, and acceptance of a carbon. Now alocha hey umau carbon ager, and what is the sacrifice of the convert? So it's oilas behema. It's an animal that's a totally burnt sacrifice. Or two turtle doves, or two young pigeons, and both the birds are going to be oilas, burnt sacrifices. Now, bizman hazeh ein shem carbon, and today when there's no beis hamikdash, there's no carbon, tzarech milah tefillah, you have to have circumcision and tefillah, which are two out of the three, ukushi yibon, the beis hamikdash, if a carbon, the beis hamikdash will be built, then they'll fulfill their obligation of bringing their carbon. Now, halacha vav, let's say gir shemol b'loy tabel, a convert who is circumcised but didn't immerse in the mikvah, a tabel le'mol, or had tefillah in the mikvah that didn't circumcise. And a ger is not a ger, until he does the two that he can do, which are circumcision and tefillah in the mikvah. And the tzarech lipa b'fnei shleisha, the tefillah in the mikvah has to be in front of three people. And as the Rambam explains, v'hoil b'adav tzarech bezin, since as we see, he has to have three because there's a conversion process, which is considered as a mishpat, and therefore you need to have a court, which are three people. That's why, eimat bin lois b'shabbos v'al b'yamta, therefore you cannot immerse himself for the purposes of conversion in the mikvah on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, because ain't done the Shabbos, we don't have court cases on Shabbos, which is what conversion essentially is. And Bilibel Island, neither can you do it at nighttime, because you don't start a court case at nighttime. Now, v'imit bilu, but if they did immerse him at nighttime, hariz ager, after the fact, he will be a convert, because b'diyevid, you could consider it as the Gemara din, because he already accepted upon himself the mitzvahs, and he already did circumcision. And by like v'din amamunis, if you started by daytime, and you finish at nighttime, it's going to be valid, so therefore he's going to be a ger. Now, halacha zayin, ger katan. A minor convert, you could immerse him in the mikvah to become a Jew with the consent of the court, because he's a minor, obviously doesn't have das, to consent to regarding conversion, because it is a merit for the minor who has not yet been exposed to the banality of the world, to the evil, and it's a merit for him, and Zachlam Shlebefanim, you can marry for a person even if he's not there and even without his awareness. Muberish in the Sekarib Tavlo, if a pregnant woman converted and she immersed, in Benat Sarach Tvila, her son does not have to have Tvila because the mother's immersion, it was a help for the fetus, for the embryo that was inside. Now, another Rambam discusses regarding the trustworthiness of a person's claim that he converted. Says Rambam, Tavl Beinu Lebein Atzmo. Let's say he didn't do it in front of the court. He tavled in the mikvah by himself. Then this guy Beinu Lebein Atzmo, and what's important is both of these. He also converted by himself, meaning his acceptance of the yoke of Torah and the mitzvahs, and Vafil B'Fnei Shnayim. And even if it wasn't by himself, literally, even if there was two people, but it wasn't a court of three people, in the Ger, he's not a convert. You have to have the conversion process, at least one of the two, in front of a court. Now, Baba Amaletzi comes and he says, Niskiyatu Bebez Dina Shal Plain Vit Pilun, he says, I converted in front of that court, and they titled me in the mikveh. Ainan Amalav Bakal is not believed to come into the assembly to marry to the Jewish people. Actually, they aid him to bring witnesses because he has a chazakah. His presumption is that he's a guy. He has to be mighty from that chazakah by bringing witnesses to prove his point. Now, lachachas. That's how you nasalis or elis, early gears. Let's say this man was married to a regular Jewish woman or a woman that we know converted. He has a whole family, he has children. Vamani says, I know everyone thinks I'm Jewish. I actually converted by myself. Says Ram, he's believed to invalidate himself, meaning he's forbidden now to stay married with a Jewish woman because based on his admission, he made himself forbidden because it turns out he was really never a convert because it doesn't work by yourself. But the Einan Amalifslas Abanim is not believed to invalidate his children because they already had a Cheskes Kashrus. We would presume them to be valid. And V'chayzav Tevel Bevazin. And so this person has to go back and tevel himself again in the mikvah because based on what he said, he really wasn't a Jew. That's only for himself that he's believed, but he's not believed to ruin it for his kids. Halacha test. If there's a female convert who we see her acting in the way of the like a Jewish person constantly. For example, and that's a stress is both by the man and the woman, because those are uniquely Jewish things, that she immerses herself for her menstruation as a nida, v'tifesh truma misasa, she separates truma from her dough. Okay, it's a, and similar types of things that are uniquely Jewish. So to the male convert, who he's always conducts himself in the Jewish path. When he has a seminal mission, he immerses himself in the mikvah, but he's a kol mitzvah, does all the mitzvahs. So then the man and the woman, they have the presumption to be full-fledged, justified, righteous converts. And although there's no witness who are testifying in front of who did they convert, but that itself is testifying to us that they were Geri Tzedek. Now, in spite of this, in Bolus or Bizov, they're coming to intermarry, to mingle in with the Jewish people. We don't marry them off, until they bring witnesses, or they table in front of us. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, they did have a presumption to be non-Jews. We see them acting Jewish and they're claiming they got converted, but we would have to have some verification or them to redo it in front of us. Now, halacha yud. But if someone comes along and he says that he was a guy, in other words, we never knew that he was not Jewish. He looks like a regular Jewish person. Long beard, big, a long turban. We don't know. But he says that he was a guy. But that court converted him. So then he's believed. Although we said before that he's not believed, he has to have witnesses. Because here's what's called Shapesha, also the mouth that made him forbidden, meaning his admission that he was once a non-Jew, who Hapesha it to the same mouth that permits him, where he says, yeah, but I was converted. But without him, he would never have known forbidden. So that's a migui that we believe him when he says that he was converted by a court. Now, but Medramum, when did we say this all is Be'eretz Yisrael and the voice of Mayamim? That was specifically in the land of Israel. And in those days, Shecheskes HaKol Shemecheskes saw that the presumption of anyone over there had a presumption of a Jewish person. So then we believe the person that he was a Jew. But out of Eretz Yisrael, Tzarech Lavi Raya, a person has to, and also we'll see, it depends on certain periods in history, Tzarech Lavi Raya, then the person has to bring a proof. And then Malkach Yisrael, and only then can he marry a Jewish woman. So the Rambam, but I say, Shazum Ma'al B'yuchas, and that this is only an elevated status that we do regarding that of marriage, because based on primary law, says the Rambam, you should still say, Pesha Asu, Pesha Hitte. If a regular person looks like a full-fledged Jew, and he says, I was not Jewish, and then was converted, that he wouldn't have to bring a proof, because of that migui. But there is a Maila B'yuchasin, out of Eretz Yisrael, that the person would have to bring proof, even though it's based on what he says, that he was once not Jewish, and that a court converted him. Now, Halacha Yirav, in the related vein of that of the conversion process, says the Rambam regarding that of the tefillah of slaves. K'shem shemol madbil mazigim, just like we circumcise and immerse in the mikvah that of the gerim, kachmol madbil masavadim, so too we circumcise and we tevil slaves, hanal kochem and agoyim l'shem avdus, that are bought from the non-Jews for the purposes of slavery. Which, halakech ebim agoyim, if someone purchases a slave from non-Jews. And the Rambam explains, v'kodim ha'eved v'tavol l'shem ben charen. And now, the eved beat the master, and that he quickly jumped into the mikvah for the purposes of becoming a free person. So kana atzma, the slave has acquired himself. Now the reason for this is interestingly because the slave, the one who's selling the slave to the Jew, a non-Jew does not have an acquisition in the body of another non-Jew. He doesn't have the rights to acquire to the Jew who's buying it more than what he has, which is only a shibud for work. It's only a lien for him to do work, but he doesn't really own the body of the non-Jew. So once the slave went and titled himself to be a free person, so he was mighty the shibud of the Israel that bought him, therefore he becomes a free man. But this is only if he says at the time that he's dipping in the mikvah, he says, I'm immersing in front of you for the purpose of becoming a convert. Now, if he does this in front of his master, who bought him in the Sarah the first, then he doesn't have to specify this, because since the master's right there and he quickly jumps in, obviously he's trying to beat him to it and tevil for the purposes of geirus. Rather, once he immersed in the mikvah, neshachar, he became a free person. Therefore, says the Ram, tzach rabbi l'tukva b'mayim, mashiach. Therefore, the master has to grab a hold of him in the water and hold him down until he comes out, to show that as if there's a yoke on him, even in the water, to show that the tefillah is for purposes of slavery, and v'hutach ha'shibudah, that he's beneath his servitude, and he testifies, he notifies in front of the judges, shel Hashem avdus matbila, that he's immersing him for the purposes of being a slave. And v'eino ebet tevel b'fnei shleisha b'yayim, the slave only immersed in the mikvah only in front of three people, like a court, and during the daytime, kager, like we said, regarding the convert, shemiktsis gerusu, because essentially the slavery for a Jew is like a partial conversion, because an eved is chayev v'mitzis, like a woman. Halacha yud beis, k'shishtacher eved, when the slave is ultimately freed, tzorch tevilah acheres b'fnei shleisha, has to have another tevilah in the mikvah in front of three people, b'yayim sheboi tigomek gerusa, on the day where essentially it's like a conclusion of his conversion, the Yik Yisrael, and then he's like a full-fledged Jewish man, which a woman doesn't have all the mitzvahs that a man has, as a slave he's like an Aisha. When he ultimately is free, then becomes like a full-fledged Jewish man. And Vein Tzach L'Kabbalah of mitzvahs, he doesn't have to accept upon himself at that point the commandments, or Adiyah K'horei Das, and to notify him all the primary fundamentals of the Jewish faith, which is done during a conversion. Shekevah Hedi'u, K'shetavol Hashem Abdus, because they already notified him all these things when they were table him for the purposes of being a slave for a Jewish family. Halacha Yud Gimel, U'b'mikvah HaKosh L'tfilas Nida, and regarding the pool, the mikvah, that's valid for the immersion of a menstruating woman when she's coming out of her state of nida, shomat bil nasagim es abadim es meshachram, that's where you table the converts and the slaves that are being freed. And b'chol davar shechayetz b'nida, so to whatever's in the interposition of the mikvah and the woman's body when she's a nida, chayetz b'gerim abadim es meshachram, that's the same thing with the chatzitza for the convert, for the slave, and for when you're freeing the slave. Now, Halacha Yud Ram discusses gerus for ulterior motives, and related, it clarifies something regarding the wives of Shimshon HaGibra and Shlema HaMelech. Says the Rambam in Yudalt, Al Yal Al Daitcha, says you shouldn't entertain to think Shimshon HaMashiach Yisrael, that Shimshon was the savior of the Jewish people, or Shlema HaMelech Yisrael, or Shlema King of the Jewish people, Shenikri did Hashem, which was called the beloved of Hashem. Don't think that Nasan Nashan Nachri is Begayusin, that they married foreign women when they were in their not Jewish state. El Asadad of Akachu, rather, says the Rambam, the secret of the idea is like this. That the appropriate mitzvah is when the convert or the female convert are coming to convert, we do an inspection after them. Maybe for monetary purposes that they're going to take, maybe they're going to merit some type of a position, because of fear, maybe that's why they're coming to entering into the Jewish faith, which for ulterior motives we don't accept. So if he's a man, they check after him. Maybe he likes a Jewish woman. Vimishi, if she's a woman, maybe she wants one of the youth, one of the young bachelors of the Jewish people. Now, if we don't find ulterior motive, okay, so they pass that part. Then we notify them the heavy yoke of accepting the Torah, and the great effort that it is to fulfill on the people of the land, that they should separate and not try to convert. If they accept the yoke, and they don't separate, they see that they're coming back to join the Jewish people out of love, then we accept them as gerim. Shemek says the pasuk in Rus, "Vateirik misametzas he lalechas." Ito and Nami saw that Rus was pushing to go with her, in spite of the fact that Nami had told her all the difficulty it is to be a Jewish woman. But Techta ladabai lesh, she stopped talking to her to try to stop her from becoming a Jewish woman. Now Allah tezvav lefikach. Therefore, again regarding because we don't accept because of ulterior motives. The courts did not accept converts all the days that David and Shlomo were the kings of the Jewish people. They made David in the days of David, maybe because out of fear they were coming back to the Jewish people because David was conquering the whole area and the Jews were in power. So maybe out of fear they were becoming Jewish. Maybe because of his sovereignty, and the goodness and the greatness Yisrael, that was Shlema Melech, how great and wealthy and opulent were the Jewish people. Maybe that's what Chazar. Maybe that's why they were coming back to the Jewish people. Because whoever goes back from being a non-Jew to become a Jew, because of anything, because of one of the vanities of the world, he's not from the righteous converts. Now, in spite of this, that the courts weren't officially sanctioning a conversion, many people were converting in the days of David and Shlomo in front of regular people who didn't know the halacha, they did not accept gerim in these days. So the great courts were concerned for these conversions. In other words, they didn't reject them out of hand once ultimately they did tayvel for the purpose of being Jewish. But they didn't bring them close into the fold until they saw the end, what's going to end up being with these people. Now, halacha tezayin. Ulefisha gir shlema nashim nesam. Now, because Shlema Melch converted women, they were not Jewish. He did convert them. And he married them. And v'chein shimshin gir v'nasa. So the b'shimshin, he converted these women and married them, so they were Jewish. But v'adav yudu shlechazur elu elu b'shvil davar. But it was known that these women only came to the Jewish people because of some other ulterior motive. The loyalty beznegirman, it wasn't really because of the court sanctioning that they converted them. So chashav and hakosav kilein goyah. So the pasuk considers it, and that's why it's written like that, as if they were not Jewish women, will be surnamed and that they retained their original prohibition of intermarriage. V'oid moreover, sheichich seven al tchilasna, because the end ultimately proved the beginning. Shein oivdus abay dazar shalem, that they were worshipping their idolatry, uvan lambamais, and they built for them altars. V'hela alav hakosav kilehu banan, and never the pasuk considered as if he himself, Shlema Melech, as if he built those altars. Shlema Melech says the pasuk in Malachim Aleph, "Az Yivne Shlema Bama." Then Shlema Melech built an altar for Avodah Zarah. It wasn't him, but his responsibility because of his wives. And again, that's why I was calling them as if they were not Jewish women. Really, they were Jewish, but because we see that it was a weak, a flawed geiris, and we see ultimately it did fail, and therefore the pasuk considers it to them as if they were non-Jewish women. Now Halachi Zayin, the Rambam continues regarding the obligation of a geir to teivel. And what's halacha if it's in front of three regular people? Says Rambam, ger shle bot kachav. So regarding a convert who they didn't check into him when he was doing his conversion process, or they didn't even notify him regarding the commandments, the punishments. He circumcised himself and he told in front of three regular people. Ultimately, hariz a ger. He is a ger. And afilu neidish b'shul davar shem esgai. And even though ultimately it's notified that some ulterior motive that he wanted to become Jewish. But once he's circumcised and he tevled in the mikvah, he has left the category of being from the non-Jewish nations. But again, we still suspect until it's verified his righteousness. Now, even if he goes back to his idolatrous ways, ultimately he's not a non-Jew anymore. He's somewhat like a Jew, so he'd be like a renegade Jew, which shekadushim kedushin, where if he gets engaged to a Jewish woman, it is a valid condition. He is a Jewish man. It's a mitzvah to return his lost object. Because once he immersed himself in the mikvah, nasuk yisol, he's like a Jewish man. It says the Rambam, that's why Shimshon Agibra and Shlema Melch kept their wives. Although the secret was ultimately revealed that they never really did a true conversion, or the girsa is suron, that it was revealed that really the bad ways, but ultimately it was a conversion, although it had all those flaws, and therefore that's why they were married and stayed married to these women. Now, Halachi Yitches says Rambam, Umneza Amar Chacham, that's why the sages said, Koshlem Gerim LiYisrael. It's harsh, the converts to the Jewish people, keneged tzaras, like an affliction of tzaras, of leprosy. Because Sherubim Chayzim Shvil Davar, because most of them, they come ultimately for ulterior motives to join the Jewish people, Umat Nesisol, and they mislead the Jewish people, because they're not really totally righteous. It's very hard to separate from them after they already converted and been part of the Jewish people. Seilamad, he says, go out and learn. What happened in the desert in biblical times? In the story of the golden calf, in the story of where it was in Kirvas Atava, and most of the tests where the Jewish people tested God 10 times. The rabble rouses, the era of that which intermingled those converts from Egypt, they were the first ones to start the mess, and therefore that's why Chazal say that it's harsh for the Jewish people, because most of them do it for some ulterior motive.